Hi, I'm Alex Bice, Assistant Managing Editor of Cure.
And I'm Brielle Bennion, also Assistant Managing Editor of Cure.
Now, 2023 is officially in the books, so Brielle and I figured that this is the perfect time, first new podcast episode of 2024, to look back on some of the top cancer-related stories from, I can't believe we're calling it this, last year.
Yeah, it was a busy year for sure. We saw a lot of breaking news, a lot of FDA approvals, some celebrity deaths, just all over. We were kind of all over the place as far as, you know, what we were covering. So let's take a look back. First up, we found that vitamin D may impact colorectal cancer outcomes. In June, I spoke with an expert about research that analyzed 14 studies on vitamin D and colorectal cancer outcomes. Findings showed that people who had a vitamin D deficiency tended to have poorer mortality outcomes than those who supplemented vitamin D. So Laura Bolt, the Department of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at the University of Groningen and University Medical Center of Groningen, explained that the use of corticosteroids and being underweight or malnourished, which both can happen during cancer treatment, can actually increase somebody's risk of being vitamin D deficient. So it's essential that patients speak with their healthcare team to determine if a vitamin D supplement, which can be bought, I think, at most drugstores and supermarkets, to see if these kind of supplements will be appropriate and beneficial for them.
Again, this is news that you wrote up and that we put out there in June, but this is something I think is great to keep in mind. In the winter, since folks will probably be spending significantly less time outside, it's darker earlier, sunlight obviously being a big source of vitamin D, got to make sure your levels are where they are supposed to be.
Absolutely. It's cold here in New Jersey. I know it's cold in other parts of the country as well, so try to get outside if you can still.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, every once in a while, the worlds of celebrity news and Cure's coverage area kind of coincide in some very sad circumstances. On September 1st, Margaritaville singer and entrepreneur Jimmy Buffett died of cancer at the age of 76. Jimmy Buffett had a rare and aggressive type of skin cancer called Merkel cell carcinoma, which is much more common to spread to other parts of the body and can be very difficult to treat if it spreads, according to the American Cancer Society. And shortly after Jimmy Buffett's death, I spoke to Dr. Manisha Thakura, who is the head of Merkel cell carcinoma at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. And here's what she had to say on that topic.
It's always hard to find silver linings in losses, but I am glad to see Merkel cell having a little bit of a spotlight on it. And I hope that it will increase research funding for Merkel cell.
Perhaps one of the biggest headlines that we saw in the cancer space from 2023 was the chemotherapy shortage. So this was a shortage of cisplatin and carboplatin. And one expert, Dr. Anjan J. Patel, said that this requires a holistic solution. So back in June, I spoke with Dr. Patel and other oncology experts about the shortage and what it meant for patients taking these drugs and what was needed from a systemic level to ensure that these types of shortages never happen again. Unfortunately, we learned that they are commonplace to have these kind of shortages. Now, since then, I have talked to more experts from cancer centers across the United States. We found that the shortage is getting better, meaning that more people are able to get these cancer drugs that they need, but it's definitely not resolved. We're not operating yet in a picture perfect way where everybody's getting exactly the drugs that they need. So it is still something to keep your eye on, unfortunately. So hopefully governmental and pharmaceutical teams can work together to get these drugs in the hands of patients who need them.
And Brielle, didn't some of your reporting also find that these shortages are kind of being resolved or addressed disproportionately for some populations of patients?
Yeah, so a few months ago, I learned from a study conducted by the American Cancer Society that the chemotherapy shortages and drug shortages in general tend to affect patients on Medicaid more so than the general population, so more so than people on private insurance or on Medicare. And this unfortunately has to do with just health systems who are treating a lot of patients on Medicaid. They might be in underserved areas where they don't have the staffing or the resources to track down these drugs, get the shipments in and everything, because that takes a lot of manpower and a lot of work itself. So it's an unfortunate reality. And we're really hoping that in 2024, these disparities continue to get better and close rather than continue to divide.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And finally, one of our other big headlines from 2023 was that patients who use cannabis experienced worse symptoms, but perceived less harm. Now, patients with cancer who have used cannabis reported more severe symptoms and perceived less potential harm from cannabis than patients with cancer who did not use the drug within the last 30 days, according to study findings that were published this summer. Findings showed that study participants who used cannabis experienced significantly poorer physical and social functioning, as well as higher pain intensity, pain interference, fatigue, and sleep disturbances. Now, I spoke with Gregory Giordano of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at the University of Colorado Boulder about this research, and here's what he had to say.
People are using, we should study and we need to know more to be able to guide physicians and cancer patients and survivors as well.
So Alex, it is interesting because a lot of the research that we find says that cannabis can help with these symptoms. There are some people out there who say that cannabis and marijuana products could potentially cure or shrink cancer, and I think we want to stay clear from that. The jury has not decided on that, at least quite yet. But it's interesting to see that this patient population actually experienced worse symptoms and they perceived that it wasn't harmful. So what do you think about that?
I think it's fascinating. I think it's kind of a chicken or the egg potential. Like maybe there are patients who feel like they are experiencing more severe symptoms, which has them turn to alternative medicines, alternative means of treating symptoms. I know I've written a lot about the use of cannabis in addressing cancer symptoms and symptoms from cancer treatments throughout this year. It is a very, very aggressively evolving field as folks across the country are really looking into the ways that these drugs could potentially alleviate suffering, alleviate discomfort. Every piece of research that's coming out is very exciting, very compelling, and I know it's just going to keep up in 2024.
Absolutely. I expect to see a lot more on this topic in 2024, so definitely tune into Cure. Alex has been doing some great reporting on the topic, so yeah, keep up with what the team is going to come out with it.
And those are some of our big headlines from 2023, and we are all back at it here in 2024, bringing you the latest news from the world of oncology. And so be sure to stay tuned to curetoday.com for all of the latest. And until we talk to you next time, I've been Alex Bice.
And I'm Brielle Bennion.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Cure Today and on X at Cure_Today. And be sure to sign up for Cure's e-newsletter for the latest in cancer updates, research, and educational opportunities.